that I have more talent and more love and more just amazing people working with me. And the only reason that any of you are here is because there are amazing people that came before me, and there are amazing people that work with me right here and now. So just out of respect for me, if you would just look at my face as I say this, because it's easy to just walk by this and miss it. The volunteers around here are phenomenal. Yeah, for sure. So without further ado, I would like to call your attention to several of them because they're here and I can see their faces. So Boone, will you come up? Boone was actually here before I got here. He predates me. And Boone made it clear that he actually wanted to work with junior high students, and I said, praise Jesus. And he's done an amazing job, and we have now young junior high, what used to be junior hires that are now senior hires that remember crazy things like cow tongues appearing in Boone's classroom, and those are phenomenal memories, and some of you can nod your heads and say amen if you've ever experienced any of that. And as a thank you, what we'd like to do is, rather than hugging, because Boone's not a real big fan of hugging, what we got him is this gift, so please open it right now for us. It's a wonderful bag.
Lunch was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, actually, Yeah. Every now and again, I try to take my leaders out and buy them some food. Okay, so there's candy, but it's not your candy. It's Boone's candy. Okay, he's sorting through the candy. Wait for the fun part at the bottom, because Boone has a unique present that he's going to appreciate. Only Boone would have such a. Here you go. Here you go. This is what we got for Boone. You see that? That's gratitude right there. I'm telling you. So show him what you got.
That's good stuff.
Right there. Boone's a practical man. And he appreciates. One time I was over at Boone's house and we were just chit-chatting. He said to me, Chris, I love me some socks. And in fact, he said this, if it wasn't such an epic waste, I would wear a brand new pair of socks every day. So we love you, Boone. Thank you for your service. Right there. There you go. Okay, so Mr. Vanderwall and Mr. Early, would you please come up? It appears we're short a couple of leaders. I don't think. Do we have any other leaders hiding in the back room? Any male leaders? This is for manly man leaders right here. Matt, I saw Matt. Where did Matt? Did Matt go home? He was like, "You don't need me. I'm going to go home and spend some time with my lovely family." So you may or may not know this, but I've been here now. This is the conclusion of my third season, and in three seasons, I've now had three worship leaders. And here's what I have to say: I love Mr. Bill Vanderwall. And here's why I love Mr. Bill Vanderwall. Here's why I love Mr. Bill Vanderwall. I love him because he's a good musician. Can I hear an amen? He's a good musician. He's a good worship leader. For those of you in the band, you can appreciate that. He's a good worship leader. He's immensely patient with the worshipers and the worshipees and those on stage. He's immensely patient. But also, and get this, so look at my face. Ready for this? He actually really enjoys leading worship for you. Amen. And that's not always true, and I love that about him. And because of that, I got him this epic. Which color would you like? You get to choose any color you like. This is blue. There's dark blue for you. And here's what I would say, so I'm going to ask you to step to my right. That's lovely. There's a trap door. Yeah, no, you're not done because you have to open the epic gifts. Okay, you can go sit down now, I guess.
Open it.
Wait, no, you can't open it until Mr. Early opens his, because otherwise it spoils the surprise. Just stand there looking pretty.
Look good.
Here's the th- Here's the thing about Mr. Tim Early is that once upon a time, there was a rotation of guys who did the soundboard for me. And I was thankful and grateful for that. And each week we had a new sound guy. And once upon a time, Tim said, I'd like to just keep doing it. And I said, praise Jesus. And so now I don't have to worry about scheduling because I just know Tim's going to be here. I don't have to worry about setup stuff because I know Tim's going to take care of the stage. I don't have to worry so much about even putting – Boo's putting his socks on. It's awesome. Praise the Lord. That's awesome. I'm distracted. Look, a butterfly. I love Mr. Here's the thing, and so some of you guys, listen. You may have never met Tim Early, and yet I tell you this: if I was gone, you could live without me. In fact, you've been doing it a couple of weeks now. If Boone was gone, we'd find a way to live without him. If Mr. Vanderwall was gone, we found a way. I mean, Michaela did a fantastic job leading worship. Amen. And so we can find a way. If Mr. Early was gone, we would be in deep, deep trouble. I'm just saying. So will you please give him a warm round of applause? What color would you like?
Green.
I'm gonna go green. Okay. You guys can open them on the count of three. Three. Ooh, what could it be? Now yours is green. What color is yours? Blue. How about that? Wait, what's in the, ooh.
I said sweet.
Oh, yeah, sweet. I get it. These guys are amazing. They're amazing, and I love these guys very much. And after you pray for me, pray for these people, because they're phenomenal people, and they are worthy of your time and prayers. Okay, so having said all that, now I'd like to invite all of the... Oh, he's going to show you the socks. Ooh. Wow. Those are amazing socks, I'm telling you.
They make my calf look nice.
Yeah. They're slimming for his calves. Boone, by the way, has lost 30 pounds over the past few weeks. He gave birth to a small child. Yes. His name is Timmy. He lives that back. Young, if the young adult refuge women leaders would come and join me up here. Yeah, you and you and you and you and. Come on. Yes, you. Mrs. Nowak, that's you too. Of course, Leighton comes up. Of course, he does, because he's a young woman. Go sit down. Do you want to do this part? I can do this part? Okay. This is classic dad thing, right? Daddy, I want to be here, but I can't because I have another commitment. Will you go do the other thing? Okay. We're handing presents, but we can't. I don't even know what this is. If I get started saying stuff, then we're all going to cry. That would be very bad. You reverter, inverter. You inverted my own comments on me. So how about this? I did say that, crying is strength. How about I just say this about this group of amazing women. Here's what I would say about this group of amazing women is that teenage girls never call me. Praise God. And I'm saying glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. And goodwill towards men, because teenage girls never call me. Instead, they call these people, and we'll get there. Keep your shorts on. We'll get there. So some of these people have been around for a long time. Some of these people have been around for a short time, but they're all invaluable to me. They're small group leaders. They're refuge moms. I could talk about these guys forever and ever, but I know what they want to do is they want to find out what's in the box. So you can open your presents on the count of three. Three. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Do they say something?
Fortress, deliverer, 2 Samuel 22. And it says refuge.
It says refuge on it? Oh, yeah.
Deb says, in the shelter of your wings, Psalm 57. It also says refuge.
Okay. Are they nice? Do you want to read yours, Mrs. Nowak? Very cool.
You are my portion, Lord, Psalm 142.
That's wonderful.
In the shelter of your wings, Psalm 57.
That's wonderful. So apparently these were an absolute donation.
Blessing.
Yes. These are amazing, are they not?
Yes.
They're absolutely beautiful. Miss Kim Costa, who's in the back, made these as an absolute donation, and it was a huge blessing to us because basically we could have never afforded to buy necklaces like these for you wonderful ladies. So thank you so much. I do appreciate you guys so, so much. Will you go and get that other thing, and you guys can, you know, give me a hug? Okay, we're going to hug. We're going to hug it out. Hug it out. Here we go. Hug it out. Hug it out. Here we go. Oh, thanks. Oh, thanks. Thanks. Thanks for your help. Okay, it's almost students' turn. It's almost the students' turn. It's almost the students' turn. But in the meantime, I want to say this. Some of you guys know this and some of you don't. I have an assistant youth pastor. And she's not paying attention right now. I have an assistant youth pastor. And basically, once upon a long time ago, God called me into youth ministry very clearly. And it wasn't very many moons before that that my wife had said very clearly, I don't want to be a pastor's wife. So if you're still listening, that's funny. But God changed me and her, and at the same time, and here's the thing that you need to know. So look in my eyes again. I'm almost done. I promise it's going to be your turn. So look in my eyes. Look at my face. Watch this now. If I wasn't doing youth ministry, she still would be. She still would be because she loves you guys. She loves you guys absolutely. Don't clap because we're going to get to that. But she loves you guys absolutely. There are times, and I'm going to be completely frank when she says, if all the adults on the earth could just fall off the edge and I could just hang out with students all the time, except for the adult leaders in the room, because you guys are amazing. But she loves students. She loves students. And some of you guys know her very well, and some of you should get to know her better because she'll be the most amazing mama you ever had. So let's clap for her. I'm not even close to done talking about her. So the other thing that you need to know is this. I'm just going to be frank with you and honest with you. Here are my spiritual gifts, okay? Watch this. These are the gifts that God gave me. Gift number one, and you can agree or disagree on your own, but don't say it out loud. Preaching. I believe that God gave me the gift of preaching. And part of the reason that I believe that is because I love to do it like few other things. Preaching is so much fun for me, and I just love to do it. And another gift that he gave me is counseling. I'm pretty good at listening and asking questions that prod into where the problems are at. I'm pretty okay at that. And some of you may have been in my office, and I've asked you questions you didn't want to be asked. All the other things that happen are because of her. If you've ever been on a refuge trip, pretty much she probably planned it. If you've ever been a part of a refuge event, other than Midnight Madness, because, you know, clearly Boone is the only one that, I mean, he's crazy about that, and he's really good at it. But if you've ever been a part of a retreat that we went on, or a nail thing that we did, or you've had girl party, or you've been a part of any kind of refuge-related things. Once upon a time, we did Burger Ski. This year, we're doing a trip called a student leadership trip. It's going to be an amazing trip. She planned it. 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 If you ever have any fun here, it's because either she told me what to do that would be fun, or she's the one that's doing the thing that is fun. So if you haven't written on her Facebook wall, if you haven't written her an actual honest to goodness card like this one. If you haven't just given her a hug and said, I love you, then, you know, I'm just going to say it. Shame on you. Do that for your leaders. Do that for your leaders. Honor your leaders. They are worthy of honor. I love you very much. I love you very much. So, without further ado, once upon a time, this was called Thankful Night. And it was because we were thankful for what God was doing in our lives. And at this point of the night, here's what's going to happen. I'm just going to stand here and keep talking until people come up here because they're ready to share what God's done in my life. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for this person. I'm thankful for this thing. I'm thankful for my parents. I'm thankful for my school. Well, maybe not that one. I'm thankful. That was funny. You should laugh out loud. I'm thankful for... So you get the idea. So that's what the next, however long this goes, that's what this is about. And there's something really amazing about sharing out loud with your peers things that you're thankful for. So if you would like to come up here and sit on the wall, and the line will start here and work its way towards the piano. And if you want to come up and say, I'm thankful for this or that, if you want to pull the mic out of here and say, I'm thankful for this or that, and you want to put it back in here or squeeze this thing and it goes up and then it goes down. Or if you want to come up here and rap about being thankful for people, then you open your mouth. I mean, that's all on you. Anyway, so here's what happens. After one person starts, then other people also will start. So when you're ready, come up here and sit on the wall. You have to sit down and wait your turn. And then when the oh, dear heavens, it's a flood. Oh, they're cutting and everything. Then what happens is it's a family. Okay, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. This is my lovely wife.
Hello. I am thankful for our amazing... Because phones are important. Okay. I am thankful for our amazing women leaders who make my life epically easier. Thank you very much.
I'm thankful for people who don't text. No, I'm thankful for my classmates and all their patience with me.
Wait, is this a 2-second thing? Or
I don't know. Mine's going to be a little longer. First of all, I'm really thankful for the Sherwoods who have been here for 3 years or whatever. It seems like longer because they do so much. But if you ever wanted to go to their house and hang out or whatever, they're always there making cookies, making chicken and waffles. If you haven't had chicken and waffles, you need chicken and waffles. What?
What?
Oh, okay. Yay! So, they're really amazing, and I'm going to miss them. And I'm going to miss everybody. So, yeah. Did Tyler fart? Nice.
He farted out of his mouth.
Okay.
Go, Link. Just talked.
No. I'm very thankful for my dad, especially after last Saturday. I had the worst me I've ever had in my entire life, to where I wasn't safe to be around other people, and because I'm in the anger stage of grief. That's just not an excuse, but an explanation for it. He actually came for like 3 hours in electronics where I work and came out. And hung out with me just to make sure I was okay, and he brought me Starbucks, but that's not the only reason I'm thankful for him, but, that's kind of a stupid reason to be thankful, but, that he came on, we're low on gas is expensive, we live all the way in Cobb, he just came, dropped everything he was doing with my brother and stuff, and came for me, which was great, I was very grateful for him because I called him up and he knew exactly what was going on. Well, I was crying, so he freaked, thought I was in a car accident or something again. Just everything he's taught me, not even through words. We've never actually talked about it. I watch what he does through a mirror image. So that I'm very thankful for, and just how he took care of my mom, and how he's taking care of me now, and I'm taking care of him. Kind of works as a two-way. So, what else am I thankful for? I'm grateful for Refuge because that was definitely an impact. I didn't like other youth groups, I liked other youth groups, but I liked it because we could do whatever we want, and we were crazy and stupid, and all we did was, wow, 15 minutes of, worship, and then we go out and skate and, be bad kids, but, that's why I went, but, and here I came and had help, and people talked to me, and I made friends, and trips of here, I only made friends with guys that skated and didn't know what God was, and I wasn't telling them what God was and such, and I was a follower or instead of a leader, so I've kind of changed since then, but here, it took a while, but I got to make some friends, but this place has really helped me. It's Chris, you've helped me. I just keep talking about who have helped me. We're going to be a while. So you guys have all helped me. Thank you very, 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 very much. Boone, too. But Tyler, you did too. Yeah. So. Oh. Sorry. Bromance. we are from. Oh, yes, I can't see because this stupid thing in my face. Anyway, okay, I'm done. So I'm thankful for a lot of things, but yeah, I'm finished.
I just want to sit here. Okay. I want to say I'm very thankful for Layton. We're going through, I don't know. We just talk a lot. Here I'm trying to be emotional, dude. Hey, and I'm very okay. Forget you, Layton. And also the Sheerwoods. When I first came to Refuge, it was weird. Just gonna be honest. I came here and I was like, they pray out loud. They walk around the room and pray. What is this? I'm Baptist. I don't understand. no, but after I got to get to know you guys, and I don't know, I really appreciate how much you invest in me. At times, it's annoying just because I don't know. I'm gonna say what people are thinking. But no, I'm very thankful for how much you've invested in me, and you guys helped me through a lot. So thank you.
Wait, I want to hear what you had to say about me.
Dude, I said it. You didn't. Okay, Layton. I am thankful for the time you and I talk. And I feel like I'm proposing, so I'm stopping now.
He realized, when he came here, he saw how weird you guys were. Then he got to know you, and he got to know how much more weird you guys were. So, yeah, that's my 2 cents. What?
Okay, anyway, I have to say I'm thankful for a couple of people. First off, I'm thankful for my mom. This year, I've gotten a lot closer to her than I have been, and she's put up with me through when I come home from school all mad at people wanting to kill them. Not you or those. But, yeah, so, and also I'm thankful for Christina for her helping me when I was going through a little bit of a rough time after one of my best friends passed away this year, and also for Michaela and Chelsea. Hi. those two also have been, like, two of my best friends this year, getting me through the rough stuff. Michaela always there, always encouraged me, and Chelsea, with her randomness, writing on my Facebook wall, like, once a month, and you always made me smile, so thanks, Chelsea.
That's the point.
Freestyle, huh?
Freestyle. I like it. Sounds like a new genre to me. There's iTunes. There's rap, Christian, freestyle. Coming soon to your iTunes store. Okay. So I'm Bree. Hi, guys. Everybody say hi, Bree. You guys are awesome. No. If I can call you Baton, that's stupid. I love you, Layton. Okay. I totally lost my train of thought. But I'm going to start with this. It's been a really intense year. A lot of stuff has been going on in my life. A lot of stuff has changed. A lot of stuff that I thought was going to change ended up not changing, and different stuff changed. That doesn't make sense, but I want to be thankful for my parents. They've done a lot to get me to this point alive, and without them killing me. This one right here. Stand up for a sec. Stand up. Yeah, it is my sister, and you would not believe it. Stand up. It's my little sister. Okay, you can sit down now. Yeah, I've got really cool friends. A lot of them are sitting here. You know, bam, bam, bam. Yeah, all of you are my friends. I love you all. Sherwoods, you guys have done things for me you don't quite know. You've impacted my life in ways that I don't think you'll ever understand. Or you might understand. I don't know. You guys know things that just blow me away sometimes, so you might know. You know, whatever. And, yeah, I'm just thankful for, you know, living in a cool place and moving away from the cool place, I guess. Kind of sad. I'm not going to cry right now, though, so I promise I'm not going to cry. But I will cry later, so if you want to see that, stay tuned.
Okay, well, I had a really big move lately. I just want to say I'm thankful for all of my new friends and how supportive they are, just helping me get settled. And I want to thank you for my daddy over there. He's been just more than helpful, helping me get through this hard time through my life. I want to thank God. Man, he's just amazing. He's never going to give up on me, and I know that for a fact. So thank you.
Sister. I just want to thank all my friends who are here right now and my family who have been, like, great throughout my life. And, yeah. So, yeah.
I can't.
Hi, my name is Tyler. I'm Courtney's brother, and I want to thank my dad over there as well. He's been everything but not help, if that makes sense. Everything that I've been going through lately, I've been the one talking to him. He's been the one to help me get past it. I know I don't listen very well, and I'm just thankful for his patience and the willing to continue to correct me and help me on the right path. So,
hi, my name is Justin, for those of you who don't know me. Hello. I just want to thank my mom, Kim, in the back, in the shadows, for just doing a lot of awesome things, making the refuge necklaces, which she did a marvelous job on, and for pulling strings just to actually get her favorite thing that she does in. She has a big workload, and she also likes doing jewelry. And we have Soraya Turner in the back to thank for that, for getting her hooked. And then I ended up getting dragged into it. And I play with fire and love it. So thank you for all the cool things you do.
I just wanted to give a general thank you to all of my friends and family, Tyler, for, well, keeping me humble, and for all of my other classmates, like Patrick, for keeping Old Testament interesting, and Kim for helping me pass math class, because if she didn't, I would be failing right now, and for the Sherwoods, for, I know I don't really talk to you guys very much, but you still are a great example to me, and you really helped me do a lot. So, yeah.
Hi, I'm Taylor, for those of you who don't know me, but I think I know mostly everybody. Hi.
Hi.
First, I want to say thank you to my friend Joanna, because she brought me, and Refuge has been this wonderful experience for me, and I've met all kinds of awesome people, and it's just been great, and I'm going to keep coming, and and I'm glad for Kim, too. Thank you.
I work. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. I'm thankful for my mom. I didn't think of that. But, like, I'm thankful for my mom. She's brought me through so much, taught me so much, kind of made me kind of hardened, I guess, like, more experienced to emotional things to go through at a young age, which I'm thankful for that I get to go through it now and know what to expect in the future, and make me handle stuff in the future a lot easier. What was I going to say? Laugh. Don't get it. I'm not emotional right now, but laugh. So.
You're so funny.
Also, again, like, Rebecca helped me so much with my mom, and I can still talk to her about it and about everything I'm going through, because it's definitely not getting, well, it's getting a little easier, but not really. I'm really glad that she is a Christian and that she can help guide me. Influence me down a correct path. We can help each other. So that's I'm extremely thankful for. So.
Okay, I have thanks for a couple people who put up with me during the school year. One is Patrick right here. We had a rough time beginning of the year. We would butt heads, but he became one of my good friends there. Would always find a way to make me and Joanna crack up laughing at the randomest times with his weird jokes. And also for Stephanie, for all your hugs in the morning. Whenever I'd see you first thing, you'd come give me a hug. And then the two other ones just walked out of the room. Joanna, keep me entertained in math class. Interesting class. We would not leave without laughing, that's for sure. Or history, yeah. We're not going to go there. And also for Tyler, during drama, yeah.
be quiet, Layden. Anyway, I just lost my train of thought. But yeah, I just want to say thank you for all the ones who are here that go to my school and for putting up with me. You guys are awesome.
Yes.
Yay, Cam!
Despite the fact that I come up here almost every week with somebody new, I actually hate talking in front of people, and I'm shaking right now, so I'm actually going to sit down and do it. I'm going to list off a bunch of random people that I'm thankful for, and one of them is Tyler Burnett. If you're in the building, come back here now, but I'm going to skip him and do him later. Where'd he go? Oh. Okay, well, I am thankful for him because he sends me a Bible verse every morning. A lot of you are probably on this list of people that he sends them to, but it's a really encouraging, great way to start the day, and it kind of gives me incentive to read my Bible in the morning, which I'm not good at doing every day. I'm really thankful for him, and I'm thankful for, like, this big group of girls right here who make me smile all the time, because they're amazing, and I'm definitely, definitely thankful for the Sherwoods. They are probably some of my favorite people in the universe. I'm going to cry. Holy cow. That is a lie. Yes. I started coming kind of randomly. I don't know if a lot of you guys know, but I did a discipleship training school in the fall, and I went on a mission trip to Turkey for 2 months. And I came back, and I wasn't in the best state. And I last minute got to go to Acquire the Fire, and it was definitely a big changing thing in my heart. And Pastor Chris, out of nowhere, was like, "You're mine. This is, and I am going to take care of you, and we're going to work through this." And I am so blessed to have that. And Mama, I can't even begin to explain you, but you are, like, the most amazing woman in the world. You're a very lucky man. Tyler Burnett, you're back. I love you so much, Mama. Like, even just what was going on last week and how you're on my back, and it should annoy me, but it doesn't, because I know that it's what's best for me. And I love you so much. And then this is my last one, I promise. And it might seem kind of random, but it means a lot to me anyway. I'm really thankful for Layton. He's been a friend of mine for, like, maybe 6 years now. We had it rough for a while when we first became friends, but you've always been a hero in my eyes because of everything that you've gone through, and, like, what you talked about, how it made you stronger and you didn't turn away from the Lord and how it brought you closer to him. And I've always admired you for, like, the last 6 years, and I love you a lot. Not crying.
Well, I was crying like 2 seconds, so. Okay, I'm going to thank my family now. I'm going to thank my real sister, Stephanie Black. Hello, raise your hand. She's going to Dirt College. Agriculture farmer. And I'm going to thank my adopted sister and my adopted mother and my adopted brother, because they've all been actually kind of a support.
Put the microphone in the hands of a teenager. Never know what's going to happen. So, if there are no more, I mean, you have, like, the next 30 seconds to be the last person to go. If there are no more, then this is pretty straightforward. I'm going to pray and dismiss. Yeah. Would you like to share?
I would like to thank my small group, who are not all here. We've got Kim, Chelsea, when she could make it. She had a crazy year at the end there. We missed you. Rosie, who honestly is the most persistent of my girls there, that is texting me constantly. Hey, guess what? Can you come get me? Can you come get me? Can you come get me? Can you go drop me off in Lakeport? Random. Taylor, who's our newest addition to our group. And her mom, she also comes to our group. And We lost Bridget for a little while. Hopefully she will be back with us next year. And who else am I missing? Melissa, who her sister just left. And she's in hopes. That's okay. I forget. There's a lot of them. I've had a lot come and go in my group because we just end up with everyone in our group, and I like that. So if you need a group and you don't have somewhere to go, just come to our room and we'll take you in. But you can't be a boy. And thank you, Sherwoods, for all your support when we're going through stuff with our kids that are there. That really helps. Like, you guys have given me some books that are awesome. I haven't read them all the way, but I'm working on that. I had school. What can I say? But thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And Layton, I don't really have much to say about you. I love you, kid. I love you. We did not talk about how hot your brother is. That's so odd. I feel awkward now. I don't know. I gotta go.
Give it to me then. Mrs. Madison, are you done? You want to go? She's contemplating. Mary Sue, you didn't go either. You better say something. Are we thankful for Mary Sue?
I think I said this last year, but I'm going to say it again. I've been doing this a long time, but every year I love teenagers. I always have. I don't know why. It's from God. But I do. I love hanging around with you, even though I don't talk a lot. I do listen, and I do watch, and I do know when somebody's hurting. And even though I may not say something to you, I pray for you, because maybe you don't want to talk about it, but God knows. And I just lay it at his feet because he knows. But I want you to know that I love you guys. I really, really do. And you just make my heart happy. I mean, I just love being with you. Even though I may not say much, I do love you. And I just wanted you to know that.
I wish I would have had a Mary Sue growing up. Just somebody who was there praying for me. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing. Well, that's a good way to end. That's a good way to end 2011. Oh, my goodness. Well, just for the summer. Happy New Year. Let's pray and then we'll dismiss. Lord God, we thank you so much for what you've done and what you're doing. Not that this is over by any means, but that it's only just begun. So we count on you and we wait with eager expectation for the amazing things that you're going to do in us and through us in the future. So help us to strive for you and long for you each and every day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.